You're listening to highlights from OTB AM, Off the Ball's new daily breakfast show. It's live every weekday morning from 7:45. Watch us on Facebook, YouTube or Twitter, or listen live at offtheball.com.
Speaking of heading to Australia, Cora Staunton is on the line. Cora, you don't actually want to be going, getting out of here too soon, because at the minute you're in the midst of another run to the Club All-Ireland Football Final. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a million. Yeah, looking forward to it now. Obviously, body's tired and mind is tired. Looking forward to it. Meant to be going to Australia last week, but it's a good complaint. So then, you know, stay here in Ireland would be for another few weeks.
And are they very understanding of the fact that actually you've got to stick around for the club?
Yeah. I suppose when I went over, that was the agreement. I always told them that I'd be honouring when, you know, I went out to the Exeter Cup Championship. And, you know, I said I wasn't really sure when that would be, and just explained the situation over the last number of years, how far we got, and, you know, that we'd be hopeful of getting to an All-Ireland final. So, yeah, no, they've been very understanding that, you know, we start pre-season actually today over there. So I've mentioned going out since last week. So I'll go out when Club Championship is finished, hopefully. It'll be the 3rd of December. I won't roll on for another week into a replay. But, yeah, no, they've been very understanding. And, you know, I'll do extra work, I'll do extra training over the Christmas period while we have a little over there on the rest of the girls too.
It sounds great, but it also sounds like, oh, all of a sudden your Christmas break is a bit ruined.
Yeah, but I know. And they're obviously understanding as well that, you know, I'm coming off a long season here, you know, probably going. So I'll be coming off nearly a 12-month season. So, you know, I'm not quite. Either, you know, most of my work I'd be sick and stuff like that, so I won't really be able to. Plus, I'd be out there for Christmas anyways, you know, if I'm flying over to Ireland, I'm not going to be flying later. So, you know, it works well. It'll just be a couple of extra sessions over the Christmas, and as I said, it'll be all best.
Yeah, we'll give you a call back there, Cora. The phone line's not great. Probably would have been a better phone line if we'd actually got you in Australia. That's the way the phone lines work at the moment.
St. McCartan's, who they beat yesterday, managed by Ryan McManaman.
All right.
Yeah. So I wonder, was there any underhanded tactics there from the McCartan's?
A bit of sledging.
Yeah, well, of course. We're not accusing Tyrone people of ever being...
Ricey has fessed up that he was engaged in a little bit of sledging.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear Cora talk about that move to Australia, because she could essentially be playing for 12 months straight, even longer than 12 months if... her club goes on a run again next autumn, because I think she's planning to come back and play for Mayo next summer. The AFL season just ends just in time for the start of the inter-county season. So she'll miss the league, of course, but she could be back playing Championship. And if they go all the way again to the final, that's a fairly taxing season on the old body, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've got Cora back there. How are you doing?
Yeah, how are things?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Owen making the point there that the seasons, they dovetail very nicely, but it does leave you with the potential to be a bit exhausted at the end of it.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest worry for myself, that the body will hold up. You know, I suppose I'm going from a 11-12 month season now into pre-season over there, and probably have to work probably for the next four and a half months. So it's gone probably from a 11-month season maybe to a 16-month season. But, you know, they're very professional over there. You know, they're not going to overwork. As I said, most of my work will be done on skills. You know, obviously a small bit of fitness and strength conditioning, but most of the work will be skills. So, you know, I'm not too worried about that yet. It'll probably, you know, I have to take breaks here and there, but, you know, hopefully it'll hold up till April anyways.
And it's actually grand, because the season doesn't really start proper until the first week of January. So I presume, the last week of January. So that's like plenty of time for you to get up to speed. And then also, you know, as the season progresses, it will take naturally a little bit of time just to get into the ebb and flow of their game.
Yeah, exactly. It's all a lot of different things, obviously, even learning rules and stuff. So, you know, on a Thursday evening over there, we've kind of an education evening where we learn a lot of that stuff. Just to get, you know, to the pace of the game, I think we'll obviously have a few challenge matches or friendlies early in January. Obviously, just to even see how the game flows and on a normal, you know, 60, 65 minutes, see how that goes. But I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've watched a lot of the games from last year. All the material I kind of have it brought back with me, so I'm learning from that as well. You know, and I'm in constant contact with the club every week, you know, and asking them plenty of questions. So, yeah, it'll really be just to pick up the skills of the game and getting the kick kind of perfected and learning, you know, the different kind of game plans and stuff that the team will be playing. But, yeah, no, I'll pick it up, and I suppose, you know, going in after a long season, while, yeah, it can be a negative, but also it can be a positive that, you know, you kind of just kind of roll on into next season, which I've been doing anyways with Mayo for the last number of years. So, you know, I'm not really worried about that.
How have the past couple of months been, Cora? Because obviously it was a very disappointing end to the inter-county season, but it seems you've been playing pretty much every week since then. That surely keeps your mind off the defeat to Dublin in Croke Park.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very, the Dublin match is obviously a huge disappointment and one never really get over it in All-Ireland, finally you've lost. But for the meantime, I kind of put it to the back of my mind, and you know, we've rolled into club, you know, the week after All-Ireland we did a county semi-final, and every week we've nearly played or played every second weekend. So yeah, it's kind of just taking the focus off it and just kind of focus on club, I suppose. And then, you know, I moved to Australia and kind of focus on that. So, you know, you don't really have too much thinking time about it, obviously, but you're never going to, as I say, get over the disappointment of it. But, you know, the way life has been for me for kind of the last few weeks, it's been very hectic, and it's kind of going to be like that for the next couple of months.
Yeah, unbelievably exciting, I'd say.
Yeah, it's exciting, but you know what? I haven't really had time to think too much about it because I'm going from week to week here at club, and, you know, I have to keep my full focus on that. And once that's over, I think I'll be able to kind of sit down and process everything. And I'd be probably on a flight to Australia doing that, I'd say.
You've 5 All-Ireland titles with Cornacan already, I think. So obviously the club knows exactly what it takes to get that job done. But it's been 4 seasons since you were last in an All-Ireland final. So have things changed? Is it a different team now?
Yeah, I suppose it's a different team. I suppose with the nucleus of the girls that are there from the last number of years. I think yesterday was our 16th All-Ireland semi-final. So there is a lot of experience among a lot of the girls. We have a lot of new girls in as well that wouldn't have the experience. So there is a good, good blend of youth and experience there. So yeah, we'll be hopeful. You know, it's going to be a huge challenge against Mourne Abbey, but you know, the next 2 weeks we have to prepare for them and get ready for them. And you know, hopefully we can perform on the day and come on the 3rd of December.
Obviously, one of the things when you go down to Australia will be being involved in a professional environment. What's your view been of the Irish attitude towards professionalism? Because I understand you were at Colm Cooper's testimonial. That, of course, has been well documented, the sort of backlash that received.
Yeah, well, I suppose, firstly, in relation to the Colm Cooper's testimonial, like, from my point of view, he was dead right to have it. Why not? You know, he's given a huge amount of service to the GAA over the last, decade and more. And, you know, to his club, Crokes, and he's still doing that. And, you know, he's, you know, as well documented, you know, the testimonial, the money was going to charities and to this club. So, yeah, no, I backed him 100%. In relation to professionalism in the GAA, would I like ever to go professional? Probably not. Would it have the capacity to go professional? Probably not. In regards to that, you know, I think we'd lose the likes of our clubs and stuff, and it'd be all focused on 25 or 30 individuals from 32 counties, you know, that'll be getting paid to play. I don't think we'd have the capacity to do that here in Ireland. But I do think that, you know, the GAA need to look at player welfare, looking after players, I suppose. It's well documented from the ladies' GAA point of view. You know, men are quite looked after in the GAA, but the ladies aren't, you know, with expenses and, you know, stuff like that. So I think if they get that improved that year on year, that we can still go and play as an amateur coach.
Yeah, I do also think, though, that a lot obviously rides on how successful you are, but I wouldn't be terribly surprised if the AFL started to come over and recruit, and there was this possibility for people to go over and play in their season and then come back and play championship in the Irish season. And actually, that might not be the worst thing in the world.
No, I don't think it will be, but the only thing now with the AFL, this year is fine, and probably next year you'll be able to do that, but because every year the women's AFL is going to increase. The next year there's 10 teams in it, so it could go to a 6-month season, and the following year it's going to a 14 teams, so it could go to a 9-month season. So there won't be that possibility every year to come back and over like I'll be doing this year. But it is an opportunity for girls to go out and experience professional football. You know, and obviously the contracts every year are going to be getting better, and it will become like the men, it will become a fully professional where they'll be playing 9 months a year and have 3 months a year off. So yeah, it's for this year, maybe next year you can work where you can manage both, but after that it's not possible. So decisions will need to be made if girls are approached to come over.
Cora, great stuff. Best of luck in the final, and best of luck, of course, in Australia as well. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million. No bother at all.
It's Mayo legend Cora Staunton, and soon to be legend of the Aussie rules game as well. Just some breaking news. Jana Novotná, the former Wimbledon champion, has died at the age of 49. Novotná lost the Wimbledon final in 93 and 97 before eventually winning when she beat Natalie Tolziat in 1998. I think the 93 final was the famous one where she ended up in tears. Steffi Graf makes an amazing comeback, and she ends up being comforted on the court, but that would have been the one that the image that flashed around the world at that stage. And then ultimately she does win the title. So she's passed away at the age of 49. I guess more details will emerge from that a little bit later on. That's it pretty much for your lot today. Loads of comments coming through about the Super 11s, the international rules. A bunch of people saying that it's run its course and it's done, but it seems from the journalists who are there that there's an intention from both the AFL and the GAA to keep it going. And the fact that it's going to be like a match in Ireland and then Philadelphia and then one in Australia and then back in America would be like a trip of a lifetime for everybody.
It would be. I presume they sat down and the Aussies were like, oh, I'm really disappointed we didn't get the junket this year, we got to play at home. And they were like, why don't we both get the junket every time we play it? Let's do it in a neutral venue, aka Philadelphia or wherever it might be.
Have you talked your way onto this junket just yet?
No, I've never been invited onto it, but I'm certainly open and available to any junkets regarding. Yeah, I've been on the Tour de France junket, but that's literally it. No GAA junkets. And, well, I didn't get to go to the Chicago junket you went on. I went on an NFL junket, but that's it. Other than that, I haven't been on a GAA junket, so I'm available.
All right. The list of Owen's junkets gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And we will obviously take coffee because the coffee maker is broken here. So if anybody wants to send it in, we'd be more than happy. Thanks very much for being with us today. If you missed us, we're on Periscope, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. Check out our social accounts and make sure you subscribe for notifications so we can let you know whenever we go live, because in future, whenever big news breaks, we will also be going live. So you don't want to miss out. FOMO.
You've been listening to a highlights podcast from OTBAM. If you want to watch us live, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube every morning from 7:45 a.m.